You know how we do.
The home of Seize the World.
I'm not gonna lie, it was crazy. Wow.
Wink, wink.
And Drive 959.
Is that Clinton still alive?
Leave me alone.
Stop it. Playing your rhythm and beat. Higher 959. On the street. On the air. Global Groove. On the World Show with Nikki B.
Life has never been a bed of roses. Obstacles feel like walking through some mazes. And at times I feel like I can't go on to tell you the truth, man. I just feel like I'm running all these races. And then end up with so many cuts and bruises. And then it feels like I hope, hope is gone, yeah, yeah. But that's where the boiler tries to say, yeah, yeah. Cause I know who goes before me, oh, yeah, yeah. This is not a plastic facing, yeah, yeah. Cause when I look up to the hills, from where's come if my head. All my happy comes from the Lord. So no matter what, I know my reward. I'm happy now cause I know that even through the roughest time and the toughest time, still put a smile upon my face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am pretending. It's only cause of the goodness of the Lord that can see me is smiling. Even though it's not trending, I will sit in the presence of the giants and I'll be relaxing. I know it's not frightening. Cause when Jesus show up and I'm down, God that alleviating. God that alleviating. No, it ain't worth stressing over. Cause when you're done, you will find yourself going under. All of the thoughts I will eventually overshadow. The truth in the word that will never ever falter. Whoa, so don't believe the lie. Just put your hands up in the sky. And everywhere we go, you know we going high. And everything you done, know we sing with joy. Whoa, even through the roughest time and the toughest time, still put a smile upon my face. Yeah, yeah. With a smile upon my face. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so we went through the roughest time and the toughest time. They put a smile upon my face. Yeah, 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 yeah. And even though I'm in a furnace, no, I won't perish, no. They put a smile upon my face. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right, right, sound. First heard on the World Show with Nikki B.
Okay.
Fire 9 of 5 and 9. I just had to squeeze that track in. It got sent to me last night. In fact, it was one of two tracks that was sent to me last night. And I wanted to play at least one of them. Yes, you got it. It is Black Motion. But they are revisiting some of their great tracks. And that one is Imali featuring Nokwazi. I love this take. And that was headed by Philip K with Smile. Of course, a track from one of the guests that just graced us. But right now, I'm with tonight's featured artist, Apiwe Bubu. Welcome to the World Show.
Thank you.
Yes. As he walked in, I said, are you related to Pilani? And he said,
brother.
That's all we get. You know, wow, what a musical family you come from. And what I really like about it, I didn't know, listening to your album, it got sent to me, I was listening to it, and, you know, it's not like, oh, he makes the same music as Pilani. Mm. You've each got a very distinct style. Do you ever work together on your music?
We did start out working, and we just went so far in our trajectories.
I'm sure you'll come back together for various songs or projects along the way.
Yeah.
But you've just released this beautiful album. And before we go into it, in fact, you haven't just released, it's about to be released. We're hearing it first on the World Show. But before we go into it, tell us a little bit about your musical background. When did the musical bug bite for you?
Well, it did begin in a boarding school in Johannesburg, St. Barnabas College, and there was pianos in the quads, and I'd walk into the piano room, and I'd tinkle, and I was like, oh, man, this is music, and started doing piano lessons, and I was like, yo, okay. I didn't take it seriously at the time, and then after high school, I was like, well, I learned all the piano lessons. And then I did try to do aeronautical engineering. Didn't work out. I was like, no, this is not my passion. Then after that, I looked into it seriously. And then I got a job at Urban Brew as a composer. And I was like, wait, they're paying me to compose music.
Yeah, but and I mean, you're saying it's like you left school, you know, decided, and you got a job as a composer. How does that happen?
Yes. So he did. I did a 1-year engineering certificate in Randburg, in-house. And then when I applied for the job, he was like, oh, so you got your sound engineering degree, but you also, I can see that you've got piano behind you. Can you compose? I said, yes, which I'd never done.
Yes.
And then he said, but Urban Brew shows, we need theme songs and you can compose. So you'll do that too. I said, yes.
Oh, that's an amazing. Normally people start as musicians and then end up composing for those theme songs, you know, as a side hustle, if you like. Whereas it sounds to me like you almost started the other way, because then you went on to study music.
Yes. He was from Berklee College of Music. He graduated in 1974. And then he was like, have you heard about Berklee? And I said, no, which I'd never. And he said, I think you should study. You're talented, but you should get some education. So I looked into it, Quincy Jones, 54, they've got all these alumni that I was like, oh, this is an amazing school. But it was far-fetched. So I said, okay, I'll look into it. And I was like, the more I looked, I said, I have to study.
Yes. So Berklee, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, it's one of the most prestigious music schools in the world. So many greats have gone through that school. So now, did you go there because you also studied locally?
Well, I did study locally, and then I said, okay, if I'm going to really do it at the highest level, I think then I would commit. And then I committed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to have to stop working and audition and really go for it. Took 4 years, not the first audition. Oh, you're okay. Second audition, maybe. Third audition, no scholarship. Fourth audition, okay.
Amazing. That's such a beautiful lesson for anyone listening who you know, might feel despondent after being rejected in anything in life.
Yes.
Don't feel despondent. Go back, rework, work harder, try again.
And don't give up.
Don't give up.
The persistence is key.
Yes.
Because I thought I said, if I don't get it in three, then that's it. But I said, let me do the fourth one.
There you go. And look what happened.
Yeah.
So what did that experience open for you?
So many doors. Because at that point, I was here. I'd already opened a lot of doors here. I was like, okay, I'm getting paid to compose. But to move to America, to see Berklee, to be in Berklee, to make the network, and to learn the things that I wanted, the composition, the music production, the engineering. I was like, okay, this is what you were working for 4 years.
Yes. So that's interesting for me. You not only did piano as your instrument, I imagine, yeah, but also still focused on the production, the engineering side of things. Why is that important?
You know, at the time, which is 12 years ago, South Africa is developed now with the sound. I could hear we weren't at the level of production and engineering at the time, where you could tell a record from Beyonce, a record from any other top Billboard charting artist would sound the same in South Africa. So I said, if I go there, I've got to learn the techniques that they have, the tools that they have that we don't have here.
Beautiful. And you certainly have. Let's hear one of the tracks off your album, and then I'm excited to speak more about the album as well. Because, as I said to you, the music kind of says it all. I'm going to start with the opening track, Badijile. Tell us about Badijile.
So, Badijile. You know, our history in South Africa is one that we have to comprehend because of our colonial past. And Badijile in Sesotho or Tswana means they've eaten. So when I say they've eaten, I say Badijile dikgomo, which is they've eaten our cows. Santate waka. They've eaten our cows of our fathers. So I'm doing an ode to the past of what colonialism meant for South Africa, which is taking over the resources. So when I'm saying Badijile dikgomo santate.
Beautiful. He does have a vocal version of the song on the forthcoming album as well, but I decided to open with the opening a track and keep it instrumental. So I'm pleased you explained to us without the lyrics. And of course, I am speaking to Apiwe Bubu on The World Show. His brand new album, Reflections of a Sound Mind, is going to be released very, very, very soon. And he's going to tell us more about that when we come back on the other side of Badijile.
On the street, on the air, on the go. Enjoy.
Download the Kaya app.
Download the Kaya app.
Brand new sound.
First heard on The World Show with Nikki B.
Thank you.
Yeah. Buddy Gile. He's with us in studio, Apiwe Bubu. The album is going to be released soon, Reflections of a Sound Mind. And one of the reasons I didn't want to say anything was I wanted people to hear solo piano.
Mm.
What made you decide to release a solo piano album?
I've always thought the best expression I would have was to do a solo gig anytime. I'm always like, okay, I want to play in a band, that's fine. But when I listen to Thelonious Monk and I listen to Bill Evans, and when they do their thing with no one else, I'm like, that's how the timing is, the bass, the harmony, the melody, by themselves. That's the best expression, to speak on your own without any backup.
I mean, it's quite courageous to do that as like your debut solo album.
Mm.
Did you have it? Was it just like, this is me raw, this is what I'm going to give you?
It you know, I didn't plan it would happen, but a friend of mine, Ofense, who's another producer friend and composer, and he kind of cajoled me in this, because he was like, man, you're in the country, you don't have time, but if you do, there's a piano, I've got the piano, come to the studio, and I know your songs, you've been playing them around a little bit, but let's just record them. And then I was like, yeah, I don't mind doing it as a solo piano. And then it just became song 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in 8-10 hours, we were done. And I was like, whoa, we've got the whole album. And he was like, yeah.
Amazing. So it was kind of like 1 or 2 sittings, that's it.
Yeah, in the same day.
The same day.
In the same
Beautiful.
Day.
Beautiful. But now you also had come through the ranks, can I say, of great pianists. I think Andile Yanana. Tell us about your relationship with Andile and what that meant for you as an artist.
It was such an amazing encounter, because the first time I met him was in Grahamstown Jazz Festival, and he played as a Standard Bank Young Artist Awardee. And
this is going back some years back.
We're talking maybe 2009, I think. And Grahamstown, being a small town, he played, and I was like, you know, that's my hero. So we ran into each other in the street, just walking around. I was like, hey, you know, I'm a pianist, can I see you and learn, and, you know, we could talk about piano. He's like, yeah, I'm in Johannesburg. I said, no problem, I'm also there, I'll come around. And then I came around, and it was week one, we met, we talked about piano, what I was looking for, my vision, and of course what he had. And then he was very open to any time, and I would go there once a week, and it became year 1, 2, 3, 4, and we would work on all this material that was just jazz piano.
Amazing. So you had one-on-one with one of South Africa's great piano masters.
Yes.
And you must have been quite young still at that age.
Yes.
What do you think, if you had to sum up what you learned from Andile, what did you learn?
You know, the patience of piano and the time you have to take with it. Because at that point, you look up and you say, he's still working on something. And I would walk in and I'd be like, he's like, you know, I'm working on technique. I said, technique? You have it. And he's like, no, there's ways to go. There's always something to work on. And I would look at the material, I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to work on that. He's like, this is for you. And I was like, wow, that means I have a journey ahead.
Yes.
Especially when he has a journey ahead with where he was at the time and still is.
Well, you know, I often say that all the next month will be next week actually will be 28 years of the World Show. So I've met a fair amount of musical masters through the show. And the one thing I've learned, almost every single artist that I consider a master has at some point said, but I'm still learning. And I realized that the masters are the ones who are always still learning. If you know it all, then you're no longer a master.
Mm.
You know,
yes.
And that's kind of what you're giving me as you speak about Andile telling you that.
Yes.
you know?
Yes.
It's always that ability to, there's always something more to be learned.
I think it shows you, you know you're a master, but we know as artists and learners that we might never master the instrument, but at the level where we get to, they can call us masters, or other masters will be there, but they also know, as long as you keep learning, there's always so much to unpack in the instrument. And that's what keeps you going. And you'll just keep going and going. And it's just like, wow.
That's the beauty, yeah.
It speaks.
Your sound is very percussive.
Hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I'm rhythmic. South Africa is rhythmic. I'm Xhosa. The language. Greater, Sangoba. It's very rhythmic. Even when I speak, when I'm in America, they say, so what do you say? I'm the click language. And then some songs, they'll be like, that's so rhythmic. I'm like, oh, that was just a word. I said, that greater. Oh, that was rhythmic. I'm like, greater. So I think when I play, I've listened to pianists who are very percussive, and I was like, I also sound very percussive because of the language that I speak.
Ah, that's a very interesting understanding of it. Let's hear another track. This one is Johannesburg to New York. Tell us about this track.
I wrote this one my first semester at Berkeley, and I was looking back from the travel, from taking a flight from Johannesburg to New York when I was landing 2012. That experience of landing in JFK, and my friends came to pick me up, and they said, we're not going to take any, like, the time, no Ubers, but the taxi. Let's take you on the train and cross the, I think it was the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes.
And then I saw Manhattan skyline. I'd never seen that big of a buildings. And I was like, wow, this, like, looks like giants built this place. So I said, okay. Then I got my first semester at Berkeley, and I wrote the song Johannesburg to New York.
Beautiful. Apiwe Bubu on the World Show. His album Reflections of a Sound Mind is about to be dropped, and you are hearing it first on the World Show. Here is Johannesburg to New York.
Kaya 959.
It's the party on a
weekend.
On the street, on the air.
We are everywhere.
Brand new, Brand new sound.
First heard on the World Show with Nikki B.
Thank you.
Kaya 959. I've got to give it another clap. Johannesburg to New York. As what were you saying to me there?
I was wondering the sound and the melody and the harmonies. Do they give you the image of coming from Johannesburg going to New York? And what does that sound like, melding those two things?
Well, for me, I get what you're saying, but it's also like, it's kind of honoring the piano tradition, if I can say, and crossing the bridge with it, where it almost becomes New York.
Yes.
You know, just musically, I start hearing that sound, that New York sound.
Yes.
But definitely it starts here. I mean, we were talking about Moses Molelekwa while the song was playing, because there's elements. What did Moses mean to you? Sheesh. Or does he mean?
Yes. You know, I obviously felt the loss of an early career, that the trajectory looked amazing.
Yes.
And sounded amazing. And so for me, I'd listen and I'd be like, yo, that's the material he left.
Yes.
And
In such a short life.
At that young age. And I was like, the pianoforte he had, and the ideas, and he could succinct the harmonies that were here, but take that tradition of whatever the American style of piano playing might be, and jazz, and then put it together in a way that we understood as South Africans.
Yes, that's a beautiful way of putting it. Beautiful. But there's also, for me, that boldness that I think you share with Moses in terms of your playing. That's what. And I was asking, what is it? Because I kept thinking of this album, Darkness Past, which has just been remastered, which is also solo piano. But it's like, go out there and do it. Don't hold back. Don't necessarily need a band to lean on.
Yes.
Here I am.
Yes.
In my raw honesty, if I put it that way.
Yeah. Bass, harmony, melody. Which is why the piano is such a beautiful instrument, which I'm very lucky to have chosen to pursue it, because there's many instruments, and everyone knows you could do the saxophone, you could do the trumpet, you could do the guitar. They're all powerful instruments. Which is one of my favorites is cello.
Yes.
I die for a cello.
Yes.
If it wasn't piano, it would be cello.
Well, it might come.
Oh.
Yes.
So to be able to do all of that with these 10 fingers is why, you know, I'm always pursuing what that all sounds like by itself, without the piano, without the bassist, without the drums.
I get what you're saying. Now, in the meanwhile, you've also been living and working across the globe and in various capacities as an artist. Tell me a little bit about what's taken you on your musical travels.
It was going out to the world as a pianist. Jazz piano would be the vehicle. And I've always tried to figure out, am I a producer first? A pianist first, an engineer too, or am I a composer? And I do think at this point in my assessment, composition is my forte. The piano is my vehicle. And then moving around and producing albums with people and working on stuff and being an engineer is also my ear to understand that the frequencies and the balances and all the stuff. So I did struggle to balance all of that, but I'm pursuing it always, knowing that I've got to express in each of these idioms of music that I have.
Yes. And you've had experiences working with others in those idioms, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about where you've been and what you were doing when you traveled.
So when I did step in the world outside, in the global, and I was in America and I finished with Berkeley and I did my jazz piano study and then did my majors in music production and engineering, I thought I was going to be a jingle writer or, you know, composer first. So applied for all those positions, and I ended up being an engineer, a mix engineer with Tony Maserati, who's one of, if for me, top three engineers in the world, because he's influenced the sound of urban music. And you don't want to have to do the laundry list, but it is, it yes. goes beyond, say, Lady Gaga, this Selena Gomez. It's just incredible what he engineers, and to sit with him and watch and listen and see the decisions he was making about kicks, bass, guitars, vocals, and everything that sits in the mix. Because I was obsessed with that too. I was always obsessed. I was like, why does it sound so good?
Yes.
And to sit with him and see it. And he was like, you see it? You get it? I was like, wow, I'm in the room with you. What's going on here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. And it's amazing how much I've seen it happen before. As an engineer working on the sound of great artists, how much it comes back into your own work as a musician.
Yes.
Because you've worked, as you said, with that fineness of sound. I often say with sound engineers, you're another species, because you hear frequencies that no one hears. I mean, I'll be in a studio and you'll say, let's just tweak that. I'm thinking, but there's no difference there, you know. Yes,
we're so technical.
Yeah,
you. It's like,
but you hear other frequencies.
I mean, we hear them. We're like, oh, yes. take that on 9K over there. Just take the notch off.
Yes,
now it hits.
Yes, so it's interesting for me that you had that experience, and how you bring it back into your artistry as a player. You know, not just as a technical ear, if I put it that way.
Yeah, I do feel like I do say this. I say engineering or mix engineering or audio is a dark art. It's very dark because no one really knows why it sounds the way it does and how it sounded the way it did. So when I studied engineering, it was good for a school career of like, okay, you studied sound engineering, but when you sit with the artists who do engineering, and you're like, why is he turning the kick down by 2 dBs? I don't get. Oof, oh, okay, he just didn't want it to sit too high. Now the bass is sitting on top, so that artistry is a dark art that a lot of musicians, producers, and artists want to know.
And it's the difference, that little tweak is maybe the difference between a hit song and a not hit song. It's the same song, it's the same musicians.
Yes.
But it's that mix that makes all the difference.
Tony worked with this other engineer producer called Spider, and we would joke, he would say, you know, in my days, he's older, so he's like, in my days when we were in New York, they gave me my advances, I had my studio, but they always told me, I've got to have Tony Maserati on the mix. And it's like, he's an engineer, he's not a producer.
Yes.
But if he's engineering it, it's a hit track.
There we go, the importance of the engineer.
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's hear a track, and this is another track where you've included both the instrumental version and the vocal version. This one is Intaba. Tell us about this one.
Intaba. It's plural of mountains. I'm speaking here about, you know, looking back to what the fortitude of South Africa, as many nations, Sotho, Tswana, Xhosa, Zulu, Venda. I feel like we draw from the mountains. The Drakensberg is a really is a strong source of our soul. So I speak to the mountains, and I'm saying, hey, my daughter, hey, guy, men, come see the old mountains, because those I know are the mountains that have given us the identity and the soul and everything that we do have.
And I suppose also the mountains is the fixed thing, that which we can rely on. You look up, the mountain's still there. You know, it's that sense of foundation, if you like.
Yes. they say if you move a mountain, you move, you know, the mountains are the guide.
I'm so pleased you honored the Drakensberg too. Yes, I am speaking to Apiwe Boo Boo, and we are celebrating his soon-to-be-released album. First hearing it on the World Show, it's called Reflections of a Sound Mind, and we're going to hear more about when it's going to be released on the other side of this one, the vocal version of the track in Taba.
Kaya.
959.
Fresh new sounds on the World Show with Nikki B.
Zando boni tavaza, matuta zando boni tavaza, tala, zatala, 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 matuta zando. Zano boni tabaza kala, zakala, zakala, zakala.
I've got to clap again. Apiwe Boo Boo with us on the World Show in Taba. The vocal, a bonus version of it on the album, Reflections of a Sound Mind. One, I've noticed one of your signatures is that you finish the song and just as we think it's finished, you say, hang on, it's not quite finished yet. I just wanted to add.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was not thought out.
Yes.
I was like, well, am I done yet?
Yes.
Oh, I've got something else to say right there.
Exactly. I just wanted to add. And it seems like it's on all of them.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't notice.
Yes. I love it. Because it's like I'm looking at the time, but I know there's more coming. I know there's more coming. But we spoke about this also while the song was playing. And I had noticed online that you'd released another album some years ago,
yeah.
Which you described as a more urban kind of album.
Yeah.
Do you think you would still, as an artist, explore those different genres? Or do you think this is more the trajectory that you're going on?
I think I would, because I'm time stamping, and I'm paying ode to all the ideas of this is what your influences are, and that one was an urban hip hop trappy album coming from all the work I was doing at the time with a lot of hip hop artists coming from Atlanta. They're in Los Angeles. I had too many ideas in my head as an engineer who was recording all this music. And so I'm thinking, I've got to do a volume 2 of that. I do already have the material.
Okay. So one can expect those different sides of Apiwe.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to just stick to one. I'll always keep projecting all those sides.
Yes. Are there any other sides that you think you might be exploring in the future?
Good question.
Yes.
I've always said, I have a twilight. I'm looking forward to it. Orchestral.
Orchestral?
Yes.
That'll be very interesting.
I've done one.
Yes.
It's called Fire on the Mountain. So you'll see in my discography, I've got the urban one. I've got one single of the orchestral.
Yes. Just laying the foundation.
Just putting out one.
Yes.
Full orchestra. I had to conduct it.
Yes.
And, you know, the sheet music and you like, oh my God, I've got 20, 30 musicians in front of me just looking at me like, okay.
Yes.
We're just reading the music. And it sounded powerful. And I was like, you know, the older I'll get, the more I'll write this.
Yes. You'll continue evolving it, adding on to it, if you like.
Yeah.
When is this album, Reflections of a Sound Mind, released?
It's coming out on Thursday, this coming Thursday, July 31st. So when everyone wakes up on Thursday, it'll be available.
Beautiful. And have you got any plans to tour with this album?
So far, I've got the listening session that's coming up at King's Kraal in Bryanston on Monday, the following. So that's the 4th. And then the 5th on Tuesday in Norwood. I've got a September
What's
date.
What's the venue in Norwood?
The venue is it's a very new space. A dear friend, Luyanda Matopa, who's an amazing...
Another great pianist.
Another amazing pianist and composer and producer in South Africa. We've been collaborating on conversations of what it looks like for us to collaborate. It's got this amazing space. And in my head, I keep walking in and thinking, it's a gallery.
Yes.
It gives me gallery feels.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's a music gallery.
A music gallery. Yeah. I love that. Yes. So that's on the Tuesday.
Oh, that's on the Tuesday.
Beautiful. So both events are open to the public.
Yes.
Come along, King's Kraal on the Monday.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Not this Monday, the next one.
The 4th.
The 4th. And on the 5th in Norwood at this...
I'd say I've in my maps, it's Baja Taco. It's like it's got Baja Taco next to it. It's a square.
Yes.
The address so far in my head is Baja Taco.
And people can also go to your social media to check the details.
Yes.
And your social media is just simply Apiwe Bubu.
APIWE. Without the H.
Yes.
APIWE B-U-B-U.
B-U-B-U. So please get some more information on that. I'm going to try and squeeze in. I think we're going to manage to squeeze in two more. Mm. But this next one is Upondo Lobukhosi. Tell me about this track.
Again, reflecting. And a lot of this music is coming from my reflections of home. Looking in the past and seeing what is the identity of the land and the people. And Upondo is a horn. Lobukhosi means of royalty or the leaders of the nation. And it's a call to say, Upondo Lobukhosi, lelona olu bonisindlela. So when they blow that horn, they are calling the community to one purpose. So, and I wrote the song Upondo Lobukhosi to say, focus on the horn and remember where we're coming from and remember where we're headed.
Thank you so much. The track from Apiwe Bubu coming up right after this.
959-959-959.
Songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya, 9-5-9. And I think I've got to give that one a clap as well. Yeah. Upondo Lob Kosi. And Apiwe Bubu is with me, and we are celebrating his album, Reflections of a Sound Mind. We are blessed and honored to have a sneak peek of what is going to be released this week. And I think you will love it, as you can hear. I must say a very big thanks to all of those who've been writing in. It's just been such a busy show. But thank you, Robert, for listening and loving. It means a lot. Tabang, thank you too for a beautiful message. Mazitile also wrote in earlier. And of course, Molefi from Blackjacks, thank you for being in touch again. And I also want to thank you for commenting and writing and listening. Tabo, Tapo, thank you for being there. Andile, Sihle, Karabo, just so many, many of you who've been sending me messages. I will respond to those messages on social media after the show. But Apiwe, thank you so much for coming and giving us a taste, making us hungry for the release of this beautiful album.
Yeah.
Yes. And don't forget, he is performing Monday and Tuesday, the 4th. The fourth at King's Cross in Bryanston, and the 5th in Norwood. Go to Apiwe Bubu's social media for more information.
APIWEBUBU.
Perfect. The album Reflections of a Sound Mind, and I thought we'd come full circle and do it as the album does it. We started off with the instrumental of Buddy Gile.
Yes.
And we're going to end, as the album does, with a vocal version. Anything you want to say before you leave us?
I would say, open your ears and listen.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, Apiwe. I'm going to end tonight's show with a vocal bonus of Buddy Gile. Don't forget, it's called Reflections of a Sound Mind, Apiwe Bubu. From me, Nikki B, to you, whatever else you do this week, of course, make sure that you keep shining, and of course, keep it Kaya.
Timeless South African treasures on The World Show with Nikki B. Ah!
Definitely changed in favor of South African artists.
Nikki B, bringing in a bit of jazz, dub, some traditional drumming, also Cuban influences and other West African influences.
Cola. Just take time and rest. The body needs healing. The body needs care.
And
you together, we are Kaya
959. Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.